that's an interesting observation. The two observations, the Simchi Seir is an interesting observation. To say that it's easier, times is Simchi Seir is very difficult. Regular times. The Halal, that's. It's a whole loose flip on Halal, okay, to say that. Shalom. Okay. That's his song. We'll go back to see afterwards, we've got to get the Shiur. what I'm going to do now is basically uncharted territory, okay? In uncharted territory, and I'm not trying going to try to tell you that that's what's happening over here. But you see, the problem over here is the Arabic is not translated properly. At least I can give you proper translation. The question is. You know, someone told me, one Arabic scholar told me, no. The Rambam was writing in broad strokes now at the beginning, getting warmed up, and he wouldn't want to commit himself to anything. Or, you know, maybe, you have to ask yourself, in other words, I'm assuming that I'm serious, okay? If you want, you can assume that I'm not serious. That's okay. Those are the passionates, okay? So, He does something over here, and that's how I'm going. You remember, I had the whole discussion last week. I thought it was very interesting in terms of what Makom Rafshim Bayi is, a Machshir, not a Machshir, a Hagdoma, not a Hagdoma. All I just want to suggest, okay, is that maybe the Rambam has a new twist over here, which he's dealing with another issue. That issue is. If you want, you can open the window a little bit there, but just not too much of that. If you want. Besides the issue of Hakdomos, when it's a Machshir, the question is, Ram might be explaining to us why we look at it as a the mitzvah kolelis and not the chlokim, which one would you count? In other words, the whole Sheirish is a discussion where you count the Chalokim or the Mitzvah Kalelis. And we'll see exactly, maybe he's trying to use this as part of an answer. You see, there's a problem over here. I pointed out last week also, that the Rambam quotes this thing both in here in Mitzvachov, and the meaning based Bechir, but each time a little different. But here he says, if you have a proper translation, he says, he doesn't say, Livnois HaMikdosh, or Lasos HaMikdosh, Vihi shi'i elonu beis ha-miyuwad. That's the proper Arabic translation. I don't know what you have there. But over here,
shi'i elonu beis ha-miyuwad.
Yi'i elonu. See, but you probably never noticed that before. What is yi'i? What's the yi'i? That's the mitzvah. Look how he says in Mitzvah Chof. Mitzvah Seichov, and the beginning of Beis Mechira. You got to take out of Beis Mechira. How is it what you say?
Live nice.
Live nice. And here he says, Mitzvah Saseh Lasseis, Dais Lashem. So, you know, if it's this Vasili Mikdosh, and you have a bona fide Sivui, so, you know, it's an easy thing, you know, that's the mitzvah. But why does it say the mitzvah is Shiyelonu? The question is, I'm not getting involved with Rab Chaim's business, with Doss and Rab Shimon, you know, about whether there's a mitzvah kiddushin all the time, and you always ask the kids, the mazel tov, not the mazel tov, you know. That doesn't bother me, okay? You know, I just want to know, after one builds the Beis HaMikdash, the etzem kiyum Beis HaMikdash, is that also part of it? In other words, sheyielonu. The lush is interesting, no? Sheyielonu, bayis miyud. So if I would have asked you, Yosef Mikdash, the mitzvah is just to make it. And he got it, he did it, that's it.
Rebbe once quoted, I think Rav Moshe, Medayik in the Pesukim at the end of Parshas, Vayakel Pekudei, that the Kelim of the Mikdash are a chelik of the Binyan.
We'll see what the Rambam says in Mitzvah Chofufugish, yeah.
And then the Aron, there was a deek with the Aron.
We'll talk about all this.
So if a person would move one of those Kelim, maybe they would be over the Mikdash, I'll say if it's a year. That's what
there's a problem, listen, Hezekheim. Moving the Kelim out of the Mikdash. If you open the Mitzvah Leisus and Sheshochach HaRav, open up over here in the Ramban, Mitzvah Gimel, Loisa says, Shocha Rav, you have? What's Gimel? You don't have it? I'll get it. I've got to copy myself. You don't care to get it. In the Chesed.
So, it's
a different.
It's a separate lava, according to Ramban. And the Rav has a shtickle. I don't remember where, maybe it's in the Gusagrid or it's in the Kamal. That he learns it's Hurrah Shah, have a discussion back and forth about that, what merits of discussion are. But, okay, Beseda. But the mitzvah is Shiyelon. That's something, you know. The question is, you know, you say, I'm Zabadavka, you know, what do you want here? You know, if you never, I don't know if you ever thought of it. What's the mitzvah? It's to have the Beis HaMikdash? It's to make the Beis HaMikdash?
Based on what Rebbe said last week, it has to be that way. It can't be a mitzvah of Boyanim because then it wouldn't make sense to the rest of the things that they're cumim in the Asa HaMikdash.
I understand you'd want it to be like that. It's very nice. It's very interesting.
It would have to be that way.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't know if you ever noticed. When you're reading this, did you notice a lot? Shiyelonu. Like every word. And this is without the new Arabic translation.
And he could be chazer between the Shirashim and the...
I don't know. See, I don't know if it's... See, I don't know if it's a chazor. Or there's more of a reason to stress it over here. Because over here it's very important. That's, I don't know. I don't know if it's a chazor. I don't know if it's a stira. So it's a question you have to ask yourself. Is the Ram being chayzer, or the Ram just feels that this is the point to point this out? I'm not. I don't know.
There would be a mitzvah called binyan beis hamikdash if you hold that the mitzvah is a kiyumis.
Again, what?
The mitzvah would be to be bina, that would be true. It would just, wouldn't that just be a hechsher, a hechtimsa, and how to have the mitzvah? If you hold the mitzvah is sheyia, so it passed to say that you have a mitzvah to build it. That would just be a hechsher. That would be the aga. Unless you want to say the two different, but that's
amazing. I don't know. I don't know. You know, yiyah could be a long process. I mean, it's all the dvid. If the kolokim are part of the mitzvah, it's a little difficult for me to imagine that that making the kolokim, making the walls and making the menorah, making the thing, that's certainly part of it. But it's not finished. It continues.
That's yiyah.
What?
That's not yiyah building.
Yeah, because I just don't. I don't know. You see, the truth is, I'll be frank with you. This I want to point out to you. See, I just don't know where and how do you do this. You find a similar lotion. Can I write it down here? For example, you find it by Shemana Mishcha. Okay. See, one place he says, in Sefer Mitzvah Lamed Hei, he should see v'shiyia lono shemen mishcha osu yala maskaines am yuchedis muchon v'msheich boy kol koyin v'koyin. Should be ready for something. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. It's very difficult for the Torah to be also that the mitzvah, that shouldn't be the mitzvah part also. But to say, the question is, you know, I could have imagined saying the mitzvah is just the binyan, and not that it should be kayim. But to imagine it should be kayim and the binyan itself is only hechatisa, hagdoma, it's difficult to imagine. You know, ask me how to explain it, I don't know. The Torah says vasli mikdash, and the Torah, you know, we'll see. That's why I wanted to get further. I'll explain to you where all this is coming from. But you see, you remember, you see, we have to go back to the old problem that the Ram uses this as the example of the mitzvah that's going to prove all things about Maisa Kobonish, right? All the Olah, Shlomim, and Chatos, and Oshom, we're going to know that they're separate mitzvahs, even though they're Chalokim, from Mikdash. So I'd say Mikdash is different. Because Mikdash, the mitzvah Kolelis, is a Mefush Tzivu in the Torah. We also need Mikdash. They don't always say Teres Oila, Teres Achatos, or whatever. So I pointed out to you that a proper translation at the beginning of Sherish Yudbeis, he did not translate it properly. That was very good for me. Yedua Sheish Shinitztavino, it's not Shinitztavino, it's Loshen from Mahoy Ro'o. Because La'aseis Ma'ase Mesuyam, Ve'achach Oska Kosu Be'echos HaMaisa. But there wasn't, it doesn't say, it's not a tzivoy, it's a hirokilo. We'll have to see what that means. Okay. Use a different word in the Arabic. Okay. Now, so the emes is the tzivah that we have is only the binyan, not shiyah lonu. So if the mitzvah shiyah lonu, you have the same problem. It may be that's what's happening over here. The same way we extrapolate the tzivui from the chalokim, we also make from the fact that you have various kelim over here, we'll see about them, that the tzivui is not only the binyan, but shiyah lonu. And maybe fakir, it's the same thing. And the Ram over here, Dafke is saying shiyah lonu, because we need it over here, and it's very true. And it's only because of the Sherish, that the Sherish says that the Chalokim somehow are Be'echos HaMaisa. So it's an amazing thing. Okay, and I want to show you how it happens. You see, that's the strange thing. You never know when something is saying something stam, or something, you know, is an amazing thing is happening over here. Okay. Let me just tell you okay, let me answer this question. I'll give you a few deep later. You see, for example, Lechem Aponim, okay? There's a Shulchan, correct? Now, what did the Torah say on the Shulchan? Basiyas HaShulchan, the Torah, which is Bir Eichas HaMaisa. The Ram is clear that the Shulchan is part of B'yoyechas HaMais. You see that in Mitzvah Chof, right? He quotes Shulchan, right? And the Torah says in Shulchan that very clearly that you do Arichas Lechem upon him. But if the mitzvah, if Sias HaShulchan is just the poshet, the making of the Shulchan, then Arichas Lechem upon him, L'chosh do with the mitzvah.
He puts Arichas Lechem upon him in the
when the Torah tells you, when the Torah, you open up the parasha in the Torah, the parasha's Tchuma, when it tells you to make a Shulchan, it talks about
Arichas Lechem upon him.
So, and that's the Bir Yechas HaMaisa according to the Rambam. So you see, so I think the Rambam took this as a clue that you see if the Bir Yechas HaMaisa are the Kalim, so it means that the mitzvah itself is not the Poshet, the Asiya, the physical putting together of the Mikdash, but it's the Kiyum of Mikdash and all those things that are Kiyum involved. And if that's true, that's an amazing observation. Versisa Shochan, Atze Shitim, Amasayim Orgod, Vyam Rochboy, Vyam Chetzi Komos, and Sibisa Zor, Vachule, Vachule. Sis Laba Tabolis, Vachule, Umos Mizgeret, Versisa Esabad, Matze Shitim, Sis Zor, Sis Kos, the Kapois of Exesim, Ashisa Ben Zor, Torisom, Vrasata Ala Shochan, Lechem Ponim, the Funakomid. That's what it is in the parasha. So why is that in the middle over there?
At the end, by Yaakov Bakut, he puts the lechem upon him after. After he puts it there?
That's a different...
It's a different Bakut.
It's a different issue. But the question only is, so that I thought the Rambam saw in that that you can conclude from the halakim something about the mitzvah itself. And he's doing the same thing in Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Beis HaMikdash is the example. And it's an amazing thing. There are halakim, right? And the halakim of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, the kelim, those kelim, they're Bir Yechas HaMaisa. That means they're telling you what the Tzivui is. So we can read
The Tzivui is Mikdash.
The Osuli Mikdash, only the Asiya. But these various things are telling you how you're Mekayim that mitzvah. And it says that you should put the Lechem on the Shulchan.
That's the purpose of the Shulchan.
It's the purpose of Shulchan. That you say, the Torah is not talking theology. The Torah tells you in the Parsha of Masih, it seems that by just making a Shulchan and not putting Lechem upon him on it, you do not feel the obligation in terms of Yosli Mikdash. So it means the mitzvah of Mikdash is not just the Poshet the Asiya, but it should be Muchan and there for its Tafkid. And that's all important to the Yanti. So the Rambam was Medayik.
Just like the Kalim has to be. Until you use the kelim, it's supposed to be used. You weren't Mekayim.
Because there was no kelim. The kelim, the mitzvah, if you look, what's the sheirush? The sheirush says the mitzvah is not the asiyas hashochon. The mitzvah is mikdash. And the Torah tells you how you Mekayim the mikdash by how you do all these halakim together. And these halakim are via what the mitzvah is. So it's telling you that the mitzvah is not livnois v'osu, but the mitzvah is shiyelonu. It's an amazing thing. The Rambam has done an amazing thing. But if you hadn't noticed just this one word, you wouldn't have had it. It's an amazing thing.
Does it work like that with all the kelim are like that? Or, I'm saying, but the Noira and things like that.
We can go through each one of them. I wasn't sure about all of them. Okay? But I was very sure about Lechem HaPonim, so I brought Lechem HaPonim. Because Bir Yechas HaMaisa. You understand? It's very clear. See, I'm not sure that's what I'm telling the other cases, because, for example, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, even though you look at Mitzvah Chof, I'm not sure how much you can be daik. and maybe he's not trying to say against it. But I don't think it's the important point over there, because look at Mitzvah Chav. What does he say? What's the lashon? Then he say, after he says, Livna Yisalasi, something like that. But what does he say afterwards?
Yeah, Akrava.
Bo ti Akrava. So Bo ti Akrava, he's trying to tell you that the thing has to be Mekayim. But the discussion itself, mm-hmm. I think, the way it's formed, Bo ti Akrava, means not just the Asi itself. But I think he's certainly stressing it over here. And over here there's a major thing. Because over here, it basically is like everything else, that somehow the Be'er HaSamaisa are telling you something about the Tzibur.
And I just don't understand one thing. What would happen if there was a day without Akrava? So that would be, besides the fact that you have the problem with the Korbanos and the Tamidim, you have a problem with the mitzvah of binyan abayis also?
The bias is still something muchan for that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, and if you do it, it's a keem of the bias, but it's not a chason the mitzvah keem of mikdash. I don't think so, maybe, I don't know. Now, that I thought was the first, before foray into this. This is very interesting, okay? Now I can take this further, but let's give a few more diukim over here in the issues, and I'll just show you something. Okay, but say that I can't go further. Well, okay, now or it's interesting. I think next. In mitzvah chof, he says a mitzvah esrim. Shenitzavu la'asa is base avodo, bo tiakrovo, v'havoris eish tamid, ve'elof tiapnia, or bo tiachagiga v'skapsus b'chol shana. Mo she's boy, who she of omo yisale v'osli mikdash. Here. He says it uses a very fuzzy wuzzy term, base miyua. It's like it could be for everything. It's not necessarily for avoda per se. It's base miyua. That's really the makso, the Arabic. In Sefer Mitzvah, he calls it base avoda. Hilchos base bechiris is ba'is l'Hashem. We'll see about this, okay? Because what are you supposed to have? What is it? What's the first tafka? The question is also, is he serious about the Seder that he writes here? Maybe he's not. Maybe he is. Because the Seder over here, the tafka rishon of the Beis HaMikdash, is very strange. In the proper translation, Ve'el of Tiapnia. You look down over here, he also points out the Arabic translation wasn't proper or something like that. The way Tilma does it very strange, it very confuses you. Okay, the Elof Tiapnia. And Minyan HaMitzvahs, Elof Tiapnia is not the first Tafkid, but it's the Hakrovo and the Eish Tamid, and then the Elof Tiapnia. I don't even know how they translated right over there, the Elof Tiapnia. What is this Elof Tiapnia? What is a pnia? What is the what are you facing? What are you doing there? But it's amazing. If I ask you, what's the first tafka of Beis Hamikdash? We live tia pnia, and we don't even know what it is. And the truth is, in Mishneh Torah, there's no mention of this at all. We live tia pnia. It's out in Gansa. Here, it's an amazing thing. It's the first thing. It's an amazing thing. It's the first thing on the list. Saj, that's the Arabic. The first thing in the it was the running thing by the Arabs. They ran back and forth or whatever it is. He doesn't mean the Avodah Zohar that they had inside of it, but it's some type of religious yearning or something. I will see more about it, okay? It's the first thing in Mikdash. In Mitzvah Chofetz, it's the third, and in Beis Bechir, it doesn't even exist. So what is this? What happened? Okay. Next. There's no mention of Olas Eish in any of the places except for Mitzvah Chof. Look at Mitzvah Chof. It doesn't say it over here, it doesn't say in Beis Bechir. So see what you can do. I'm not taking responsibility for anything, you know. You can say it's Labadafka also. See, I don't mind saying Labadafka, but it's very odd for him to make something the major, the first tafkid before Avodah, before he talks about Avoti Akrova, by us, Ve'elav Tiapnia, then in Mishnah Torah, not to mention it all. What happened? It's crazy. No. We don't know what we're talking about. Okay, that's the next thing I want to talk about, okay? Unless you want to say something about this. It's an amazing thing. Now. So the word that Yoh uses over here, Beis Maktsod, okay, that's the Arabic. The Kapach, in his Arabic translation, discussing it, talks about Merkaz HaMachshava, or Menyin HaDrisha. Beis Maksat Shehehu HaMatora UMerkaz Kivun HaMachshova Shal Klal HaOm BeVechinus Michlal Deboi Drisha. Okay, let's see, we'll be a little poetic about it. But see, some religious aspirations, yearnings took place, okay? So the question is, what does all this mean? But you see, let's try like this. In Mitzvah Chof, go turn to Mitzvah Chof now. For Losh Sifri, Mitzvah say Losh Sifri, calls Losh Sifri, Mitzvah Chof. Mm-hmm. You want to say you want? One. There's a few of them over here. Yeah. You want one? I can bring another one. Sholosh mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'shnas knisas l'oretz limnos l'melech nus l'beis b'chira lach nizara shel amolek. Okay. So l'chira derech agav the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, someone pointed out to me a little bit, but I see it's mamish very true. He didn't realize what he was saying when he said it to me. Is the Rambam, in general, it's like a Gemara Sanhedrin, okay?
Different
Seder
there,
was
it?
I don't know if it's a Seder, but I'm not interested. You know, normally if I ask you, you have a Gemara, you have a Sifri, what do you quote? No. The Gemara. The Rambam, methodologically, in Sefer Mitzvah, quotes the Sifri and the Sifra.
It's because it's darshing the Pesukim.
I think because he held that the drashas that he quoted L'chol HaPachas are the Pirush HaMakubal. And I assume for whatever it is, you could talk about the Gemara as being the last word in Halacha. But in the Mesera of the Pirush HaMakubal, that's the Sifra and the Sifri. He's calling the Sifra and Sifri. So what's he doing really then? He's quoting this Sifri to explain that the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. And he's calling it Beis HaBechira, correct? And this Pasuk is really defining It's not stam. You see, what he did was an amazing thing. In Mishneh Torah, he did something which I don't understand 100%. I understand what he's trying to say. It's not what he's trying to say. What it is, okay? I see the Achrayim ask why he did it. You see, the Ram tells you the question, and what's the pasuk for Beis HaBechira? What? What's the pasuk for Beis HaBechira? He doesn't tell you what the pasuk is, right? Does he? What? No, I'm talking when he quotes the Gemara with Sifri. He doesn't quote a pasuk, does he? However, in Hilchos Melachim, he quotes it. He doesn't quote a pasuk, right? In Hilchos Melachim, he quotes like this: Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Sholosh Mitzvos Nisav Yisrael B'Shas Knisas Anoretz. Linus le melech, shem esoim tosim lech ha melech, lach rizar shal amolek, shenei matim chazeich ha amolek, v'livnois lehem, beis ha bechir, shenei mo, l'shichnoi sito shu, uvos ha shom. Shhh! L'shichnoi sito shu, uvos ha shom. Okay. Now, I personally think this is amazing, something happened over here. Okay. Now, I'm wondering about Tia Pnia, something looks like from the Siddur Shul Vos Hashem, okay? But, L'cheira, what he's trying to do in Sefer Mitzvahs is saying that this somehow defines the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. And the Binyan HaMikdash becomes a binyan beis habechira, and the shichlo sidro vasa shama. Correct. In Mishneh Torah, you get the impression that something else is happening, because he throws it out to Chos Melachim, and there's no mention of the shichlo sidro vasa shama lochos beis habechira. Okay. Now, let me just ask you a question. We were brought up, you have to seek and find and build the Beis HaMikdash, and it was Takah, there was the Averah, they didn't look, with Rabban Chumash and Pashas Kayach, whatever, and they should have looked, and how did they look, and the Beis HaRozim, whatever, okay? The question is, once you build the Beis HaMikdash, is that the Stimus HaGurdo on the Shichnei Siddushu Vos HaShomo? Or no, the Shichnei Siddushu is a constant chiyuv in what you're supposed to be doing with the Beis HaMikdash and how you're supposed to interact with the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So, I did find, but it's not fair I could do this and just not say anything, and you would be confused. I'm telling you, you shouldn't be fooled by it, okay?
This would have nothing to do with Melachim, then.
What?
But Rebbe's postulating has nothing to do with Hilchos Melachim.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying. Mishneh Torah, he seems to be going just the opposite of this.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. No matter what you say, whatever you say, the Rambam is resisting this. And the truth is, the Ram only has Ve'el of Tia Pnia only in Sherish Yud Beis and in Mitzvah Chof. In Mishneh Torah, there's no El of Tia Pnia. So there's no problem for me that the Shechla Siddushu can be in Hilchos Melachim. If you really want to be, you know, if you want me to be a little bit sharp about the issue, that's what I would tell you. And you sounds very good. I don't know, it sounds good. I just don't want to. Some people, I don't be too intoxicated by something that sounds good. because it's a lot of the geese.
What is the Rambam saying in the Lusmolach? I
understand. He's just telling you.
Telling me there should be a Paniyah? He's not telling me
there should be what?
There should be a Paniyah?
No, he's just telling you that Kiel the same that Vom that Melochim do. But Kiel, nothing changed about the Beis HaMikdash or something. It's not Kiel telling you new Shtiklach in Beis HaMikdash, although he should have quoted Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. There's no discussion. Whatever the Shikhlis Siddhis of Vasa Shomo, it only means to find the Mokom HaMikdash. There's no din necessarily, I don't know, to Machayim anything the day is. But I'm just nervous. Okay, now. Let me. I'll do this now, don't do that. Okay. For example, I'm going to go this the opposite way. The Rambam Sanhedrin, I mean the Gemara Sanhedrin, Dafir Alfmud Beis. Tono Abonim. Ein Ma'abuim Es Hashonim El Bihuda. Vachule. Heyed Hanania Ish Ono Imibhua Begolil Eino Muberes. Oma Bihuda Breid Rab Shmuel Ben Rab Shimon Pazi. My time of the Hanani is ono omakro the shichnei siddishu vasa shomo kol drisha shata dirish lo yiyu elo b'shichnei shal mokai. The Ram quotes in Roskilish Achidish in Peg Dalit halochi beis ve'imav mes hashono elo b'eretz Yehuda shashchime b'seicha shnemo the shichnei siddishu vasa shomo. Now I just want to tell you one thing.
Where's the first Makar?
It goes in Hedgen, you know, off with days. Okay. It is true that this pasuk is meaningful, okay? Even if the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But what Chazal derived from this pasuk is nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but telling you that there's a broader area of Shechina, that the Shechnai Shel Mokoyim spreads over Or Yehuda. And Eretz Yehuda is called Ki'ilu the Mokom HaShechina. Okay? And I'll tell you, if you ask me, even though the Pesachim, I don't know why they don't do it like that. To me, it's a double push. I don't know. Look, to me, it's almost like a mistake. I don't know. From Ledati, the Kriya, from Ore, Yehuda b'chubana. It's all Yehuda b'chubana. Because Ototo, Eretz Yehuda, is a chmokum ha-shechina. And it's also chuban ha-shechina. It's not a political thing, it's not a thing. All the Kriya is Kriya HaMikdash. It's the Yerushalayim Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash proper, and all Yehuda B'chobam, if it's Hebron, it's not because of politically, whether we have the government, we don't have the government, who's the Baal, not the Baal, it's the Chobam of Shechina. All Yehuda B'chobam. That's the Kriya. Because that's the Shichli Sidish Uvos HaShomo or the Eretz Yehuda is a separate Mokom HaShechina.
Well, it's impossible to have a Binyan Ori Yehuda without the Binyan HaMikdash.
I didn't say that. I don't know anything. The Gemara first, it's a Gemara, Moy Cotton. One second. Gemara Moi Kotten Chavovim and Aleph Omer Veloza Haloye Or Yehuda B'chobono Oime Ore Kodesh Echa Hoyu Midbo V'kereya Vu B'Ramban She'akriya Mishum Kedusha. I would write Ramban Kriya Mishum Kedusha because the Beis Yisrael Chaim Simet Tov Kuf Samach Aleph Gimel Oiz Be'ezna V'kosel Av Amagi B'Shem Ramban Ani Tameya He would ikoni al ora Yehuda b'chobono and koreya matzoch loyim b'yushalayim b'chobono v'aloy b'chalal oisa v'yishlei b'shin kol b'ro Yehuda chizim kol Yerushalayim she'ilu b'shar ro Yehuda kol al achas mehen eno koreya al shniya v'koreya al ora Yehuda b'fnei atzmo v'al Yerushalayim kera ache b'fnei atzmo v'kol Yerushalayim t'chilo eno koreya al shar ro Yehuda she'kfa koro l'kdusha she'bekulon. I remember it was a Motzoi Tisha B'Av sitting with the Rav. Sitting Motzoi Tisha B'Av, and I think it was maybe Yitzi, I don't remember who asked him. He said, but the Rav says, I want you to know the American rabbis would not be happy with me, but my opinion, you have to tear on Yerushalayim, even Bizman Hazeh, because it's Churban HaMikdash, it's not a political issue. Statement. I wasn't asking for political statements, but that's what it is. It's the Kedusha Shabbat. But this Leshich, I'm telling you, you can't bring a Raya from this Leshich Nesidush of Vosa Shama because hold it for an Inyan. It means that there's an Inyan, a separate Inyan from Shechina in all Yehuda. Gimla Rotzis is the andere Eretz for Shechina. Gimla Rotzis. The truth is, you find many issues in the Gemara, the Derech Yerushalayim, the Gemara and Baba Bashad, and all this, and they call Kilu. Some Achrayim say Kilu it's a new mitzvah of Kabbalah. Maybe that also is in of Shechin. But you see, there's an issue. There's one issue. You can make a case. There's an issue of Drishas HaShechinah. But the question is, Pashtis is what the Rambam here is talking about at the Shechin of Mikdash, which is a different issue. And you don't find any expression of it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Mishneh Torah, but the way you look at Sherish Yud Beis, it seems to be the thing, somehow, someone's religious yearning should be there. So I thought, okay, so I said, so what is this? Okay. So I started, maybe it's direction of prayer. Veil of Tia Pnia. What?
I'm sure the Mitzvah says that also.
The what?
That the mark of the Kash is Nocha Chamigdash, Ram Mrs. Doraisam. So.
Ram what?
The Rambam. One of the Chamesh Din Tefillah is Nocha Chamigdash. So people ask, what's the marker for that? I'm pretty sure I heard the name of the Mitzvah.
Okay, one second. You see, there is. I'll tell you how this. You'll then when I say this whole thing, then you'll say your thing. Okay. The Isle Moshul. See, I was wondering. The Ram says in Moin Nevuchim. And also in Pirush Mishnayis, that the Indian of Mikdash is that Shechina is b'mayrev. And that was Kavonis Avraham Avinu lehitzim ilibo. Moin Nevuchachil Gimel Perek Mem Hei. So I thought maybe that's Elif Tia Pnia. We face, that's all we're facing. The Avaritim Hashem Elokechem should be altered there. And that's the Merkel Makrov, that's what it is. This is very difficult to say, because the way the Rambam uses the word, the Rambam uses of lifnois, the Arabic word they use for lifnois, when he talks about Shechinah Ma'arova, both in Mishneh Torah and in Pirush Mishnayis, he uses the Arabic root Qibla, which is a reference of direction of prayer. In Arabic, that's the way they pray. That was Kilu, the Muslim writers, Lakavir, Ala Elif Havdolis, they talk that was Muhammad's Chiddush, that it was Machadish not to face Yerushalayim, but the Qibla should be Mecca. Okay? And that's the word the Rambam used in the Pirush Mishnayis also. But when it comes to Sefer HaMitzvos over here, he uses Saj. It's a whole different word. So I don't think the Rambam has in mind this direction of prayer. Even though the Rambam in Mitzvah Hay is very clear that that Tefillah Derech HaMikdash is Deraisa. In Mitzvah Hay, it's very clear. Because he quotes this in Mitzvah Hay. In Mishneh Torah, I think it's only Drabonon, but it's very difficult. I can discuss it back when I have a whole discussion over here and why I think what I think over there. But this is not what the Rambam's talking about. So what I have a problem is, I have something that the Rambam is talking Kilu. It's the first thing that's on the list of what we do in the Mikdash, what the Mikdash is all about, and he gives us no clue of what he's trying to do. What I would have wanted to say, that it's direction of prayer, the doors are closed. I'm completely shut out, okay? So I want to say that it's Elif Tish, that it's a Shichlus Siddush, it's a Kiyum. It could be there is, but this Kiyum somehow had a Stimus HaGadol in Mishneh Torah, because it doesn't exist. In Sefer HaMitzvos, he has it. It's the third one. After Boiti HaKrovo and Havoi Seish Tomid is Elif Tia Pnir. But what does Pnir? You see, I understand it's very important to be spiritual, but the Rambam, you know, it's like the first time I ever saw, you know, it amazes me, Kilo, to be constantly involved in Dovuk, you know, to the Makom HaMikdash. It's a whole different idea, and no discussion at all in Mishneh Torah. Okay? Now, let me just go a step further, okay? Just tell you, if this is true, then the whole Tafkid and the whole Beis HaMikdash has changed. See, we were brought up, and it's like V'nafaychu, we were brought up that the Ramban in Chumash says that the Mikdash is the Shechina, and the Ram says it's Avodah. Correct? That's what we were brought up. But what comes out maybe in Sefer HaMitzvos is just the opposite. That the Rambam, I'm going to show you, could say that the Mokom HaMikdash is the Shechina. And according to the Ramban, it's Avodah. Okay, so I want to just try to flip it for you, okay? And I'll show it to you. It's not always true. But it's crazy, you know. Let's try that now, okay? Here we go. Okay, Okay, I'll do that, and then I'll go back. I thought this would be very, this is just amazing, mind-blowing, okay? The Rabban HaTeir, you know, is in Shmos Chaf Hei, Kasher Dibur Hashem, in Chaf Hei Beis, Kasher Dibur Hashem in Yisrael, Ponim B'Ponim, Baser Ezer Dibur, so he says, V'hine Heim Kedoshim Ruim Shiel Bohem Beis Mikdosh, Lahashur Shechina B'neim, ולכן ציבה תחילה על דבר המשכן שיהיה לו בייס בסוכו מקודש לשמו ושום ידע בימוי שיצב את בני ישראל איקה חפץ במשכן הוא מוקו מנוחס השכינו שואלון אוקיי פורעתי לכו ודיברתי איתך מעל כפרס אוקיי and we all know that the Rambam Mishneh Torah, when he mentions the Kalim in Mikdosh, he doesn't mention Olim. And Olim is not part of Mikdosh, because the Mikdosh, it's a Beis Avodah, and that's the Rambam, it's a Beis Avodah. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do with the Shechina, okay? Now, what I want to do is flip it, okay? The Rambam, we're not sure over here whether the Rambam is ready to knock out Olam as being part of the Mikdash or not in Sher Yishuv Beis. The Rambam doesn't give us the list. We have no clue. But if you're talking about that the mitzvah is the Shechina and the connection to the Shechina, you're talking about a very different mikdash than we were brought up with. It's talking about being constantly connected with God. And that's the mitzvah, that's what it is.
You can't say that's part of the mitzvah, because then you wouldn't have it in Vayishena. You wouldn't have also the mikdash in Vayishena.
You didn't have what?
You didn't have the Aron in Vayishena, so you wouldn't have also the mikdash in Vayishena.
Okay. My Rebbe used to say that's a mistake. From the Shulam Krisis, where's Avodah here? Hot.
They had the Mokum?
No.
It was underneath it. That wasn't its Mokum. It's still, even if they had it, it's still.
No,
it's,
man, but that was the way they should put it there.
No. Ubeis shebona shloimes habayis. Perek dalet alocha aleph beis shebona shloimes habayis. Viyode shesoyv lichorev bona mokom lignois bayoroi lemat mabnuis ha'amukais ve'akalkolis ve'shiyohu hamelech tzivu gonzoi b'mokom shebona shloimes shnei mayim alevim. And that's what he said. He says, you see from here, the Rambam holds that the Mokum you have an Olam. That's what he used to quote this Rambam. It's a Din Beis HaBechira. But Fakir, see, I don't know, I'm just telling you, there's an amazing thing over here, and it's just like an uncharted wilderness. And I thought I used to spend a lot of time working the Beis HaMikdash, and this thing, I thought I knew something, but I realized the more I don't know anything.
But if you want to say this, you would have to say it's also in Akov Ksav. It's not enough to have it, just the idea.
It could be, I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what, but the Rambam is very... The Rambam is not a history book. The fact that the Rambam tells us this is a very important thing as far as the Chefs of Mikdash itself. So I'll just tell you, the Ramban, for example, it's a Selam Gimel, sounds almost like the Rambam that it's a Mokum Avodah. Because the Rambam you see, it's much better here in the Rambam that the Olin is part of the Mikdash, because the Beich HaSamaisa, because the first thing the Torah does is start explaining Olin. And if Olin's not part of it, it's a little strange. But you can live with it. And what is that? That's Lasli Mikdash. And what's it all in? But the, I hasten it. Mishnah Torah is something like that. Mishnah Torah is just not like that. Mishnah Torah, all in, not anything. But the Ramban, the Ramban, in Mitzvah Shochar Rav, in Lamed Gimel, no, Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, we probably, over time, we're still okay, and we just, I don't know when we started.
It hasn't been an hour.
What?
It has not been an hour.
Hasn't been. Okay, let's say, then just a little more. Let me get, I don't have it yet. Lamed Gimel. Avokulon chalokim mechalki avoida. Hamatsuva. Yisar b'yom b'lchein lo nimne anachnu asiyas ha-shulchon v'amenoi v'amizbeach mitz b'fnei ha-atzmo sh'netzavinu losum lechem Hashem tomid. All these things are part of the avoida. So all the kelim are nothing. So yisar d'olav d'os v'tzivo yisboch v'alok ha-zaner. And then he says at the end, Ulchein etzli asiyas ha'on v'kapores. What would you say then should be ha'on and kapores? The menorah is part of the lechem ha'kohen. The menorah is part of the hadlokas ha'ner. The mishu'achon is part of lechem ha'kohen. Okay. So and you know, not like the Ram. The kelim are not part of the mikdash. Okay. And what about the olam? What would you say? What do you say about the Olin? The Olinism is part of Mikdash?
According to the Ramban, Allah Torah,
it should have been, right? See, he does the opposite over here. Ulchein etzli asiyas ha'om v'kaporis lasum shom ha'edus timne mitzvah ne'atzmo. And he has it in the back as a mitzvah ne'atzmo, you know, mitzvahs. And then he does the opposite over here. And I'll just leave you with this. You could just decide how you want to just read this. It's an amazing thing. I have an idea how to read it. V'lehuchshe be'enai ha'tam shekos v'rav shom ha'shem chelke mechelke ha'mikdash. Okay? All the kelim, correct? L'fi she'ena kelim chelik min habayis elehem shtayim mitzvahs ve'enam akvin zuzu umakrivin bebayis af al pi she'en bo kelim elu. You know something? I think I should let you think about this longer for a week, because you might as well get banging. You won't appreciate what I'm going to say. Until I, but this is an amazing line. What's he talking about? Because makrivin af she'en bayis, you don't need a bayis, you don't need anything. Well, first villa. Makrivin af she'en bayis, v'af she'en kelim elu.
In smashing from him that you need a bayis, but the kelim aren't ma'akev. I mean,
but what's he talking about? He's talking makrivin af she'en bayis. What does he want?
Well, as much as.
Hey, Beseda, sorry about an hour. I'd rather leave in this kasha. I want you to sleep and think about it a little bit. Okay. You okay with what I said before Hanukkah? Whatever, okay, Beseda.